And now this is a dictation for Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Teed, T as in today, E-E-D, October 21, 1951. We're going to address as a letter to Dr. Rajesh, R-A-J-E-S-H, 2240784. And also a dictation for Dr. Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-I, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, at 584-0130. Dear doctors, consultation for Mrs. Teed comes accompanied with husband, Sam, S-A-M, recent change of kidney function, although it has already returned to normal. She has treatment for endometrial cancer. This is now the third different regimen. Has not required surgery or radiation. Present weight and appetite is stable. Says to be eating well without vomiting, dysphagia, no reflux. It is constipation mild but no bleeding. Good urine output. Has frequency nocturia. But denies incontinence, cloudiness, or blood. No gross edema or claudication symptoms. Minimal abdominal discomfort, no back pain. Denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, cough, sputum production, or upper respiratory symptoms. Prior chemotherapy treatment has caused some edema and some peeling that already is healing on the hands. Next paragraph, past medical history for long-term diabetes, hypertension. There has been no diabetic retinopathy, peripheral neuropathy or foot ulcers. She denies any history of coronary artery disease, arrhythmia, heart murmurs, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or congestive heart failure. No deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS or stroke. Blood transfusion at the time of C-section pregnancy. Denies chronic liver disease. Denies kidney stones, gout, pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries for C-section times 3, gallbladder, and prior trauma, fracture on the left humeral area requiring surgery 4 or 5 years ago. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, 3 sisters, 1 brother, no kidney disease, presently surviving only 2 sisters. Patient has 3 children, 1 son and 2 daughters without kidney problems. Next paragraph, medications. Presently include lisinopril, a low dose, aldactone, Zocor, Glucophage, Amaryl, stool softness, fibro replacement, prilosec, calcium, magnesium. Rarely uses a leaf, probably once a week over the counter. Prior exposure to Bactrim, discontinue when changes of potassium and creatinine. Her present regimen for endometrial cancer includes Avastin, A-V-S-Invictor, A-S-T-I-N. Next paragraph, on physical exam, blood pressure on the right side, 168-68, on the left, 160 over 70, present weight, 159, very pleasant alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, fairly good historian, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no masses, no localized valvulitis, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, minimal discomfort, lower abdomen, no rebound guarding, no gross edema, no focal deficits, no skin rash except for the palms, tongue erythema, peeling already completed, and discolor whiteness of the fingernails, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, a few days ago, October 26, anemia 11.2, minor increase of white blood cell, normal platelets, kidney function is back to normal, potassium acid base normal, minor decrease of sodium 134, low normal albumin, normal calcium, liver function test not elevated, GFR better than 60. He has cancer markers, elevation of CA125. Urine shows no activity for blood or protein, no cells. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute kidney injury, multifactorial. It has returned to normal, presently off the Bactrim. Always concerned for obstruction given the endometrial cancer. However, at this moment, it's not an issue. Next number, systolic hypertension, needs to be rechecked at home. Husband says that blood pressure at home usually is around 120s over 70s. So there is a component of anxiety coming to the office. Next number, endometrial cancer on treatment on avastatin. This can cause problems of hypertension, so this needs to be monitored. At this moment, no further testing is indicated from the renal standpoint. All issues discussed with the patient and husband at length. We will go standby as needed in the future. End of dictation.